would like for you now to think about angels. Just want you to think about white angels, just light, full of light. And these are angels of love, of kindness and gentleness. And as you're thinking about them, they're drawing near, getting closer. And as you continue to think about kindness and gentleness, compassion, forgiveness, inclusiveness, how it feels to be included, to be a part of something greater than yourself, the part of you that is drawn because inside you know that you came here with something important to do. And now I want you to think about soul alignment, about how it feels to connect your will with soul's will, to open to receive soul's will energy, this will that runs through you, purifying, vitalizing, inspiring. And this is the energy of soul's will, some of the energy. And as you experience these energies flowing freely through your will center, just above the belly button, and imagine drawing the essence of this energy up into your heart, and letting your heart's flow open. Soul's already flowing through your heart, but now it's even more open, more willing to love. And this willingness to love, to include and to be included, to accept and be accepted, would like for you for a moment, surrounded by angels of the highest white light, and your soul draws near, and you feel that love rolling to you and through you, and all of you begins to radiate love. And as soul grows closer and closer, stepping into your aura, your heart is fully open. Nothing to fear, no holding back, just love. And acceptance. I want you to think for a moment about that acceptance and about the ability to be accepted totally, without reservation, loved and accepted. I am loved and accepted. repeat, I am loved and accepted. I am loved and accepted. Feel yourself a part of this group, an integral part of this group. For without you, there is someone missing from this group. Your energy, your love, your contribution is missing. So holding now in your awareness throughout your beingness that you are loved and you are accepted just as you are in every moment. Feel the unconditional love rolling to you, through you, and your gift as it radiates outward onto the earth, into the earth, around the earth. Your heart's radiance is saturating the earth. Your heart's radiance engulfs the world in radiant love, unconditional love, all love. And as you accept these gifts to you, you draw this energy upward into the mind, drawing all the will energy, all the heart energy up into the mind, creating a loving mind. And a loving mind is an open mind. A loving mind is a receptive mind. A loving mind receives guidance and information. Because a loving mind is an open mind. And when we say an open mind, it's open to receive the gifts that are waiting for you just the other side of where you stand now. It can be as simple. Instead of saying, I can't hear anything, I can hear you. I hear guidance clearly, easily. And I allow my guides to speak to me clearly, with the intent to help. The guides of the very highest white light there is. Reaching your mind up. Just imagine it reaching up and reaching out as if you're a giant earpiece, and you're listening through it. And then you very gently call the guide to the highest white light to come to you, giving them permission to speak to you. And now, standing beside your guide, with your soul supporting you in all directions, collectively focusing in now on calling to the will to aspire for the highest possible seed of divinity to unfold within you. And this seed will unfold slowly in stages, sometimes full of insights and revelations, in which time it seems fast, and other times of patience and waiting when it might seem slow. Time is a relative term you use in an effort to measure moments without the understanding that moments are as long or short as you wish them to be, as you choose to make them. One of the qualities that you bring in that help you unfold the divinity within is the ability to be patient, to have that calm, detached ability within you through calling on the will to aspire, opening up to receive the energies, and then to imagine yourself wielding them like a conductor of an orchestra. You are imagining moving these energies into completion within you. And now, focusing on that seed, and just watching the seed, keeping your eyes, your inner eyes, trained on the seed. And as you are focusing on the seed, you are imagining that the cells and atoms within the seed are receiving the energy of your focus. So keep the focus on the will to aspire, the qualities that inspire us, lovingness, inclusiveness, generosity, patience, compassion, understanding, kindness. And with your focus, as you think of these qualities, you are infusing this seed with these qualities. And the seed absorbs that energy. It merges and blends with it. And then you let go, trusting the seed to know when to unfold, where, with who, and how. For those are all up to your partner and yourself. You choose. But by aligning with soul, you'll receive more information, and the choices you make are more fully informed. You will know more. You will gain confidence in your ability to receive the energies of the will to aspire and to utilize those energies in ways that create a life that you want. It's not important to know how or even what. As you work with these energies, your soul will help you know. Your only job is to practice, 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 bringing in this will and opening to receive all of the wonderful qualities that are growing within you. Through practice, it's like watering the seed and exposing it to sunshine, encouraging it to grow. For you are divine. You have divinity within you. And as you nourish and grow your seed of divinity, your life begins to reflect the changes that are coming from all around you, all within you, mirrored outwardly by you. Allow yourself to receive. Imagine yourself loving yourself just as you are right now. Imagine yourself hugging yourself, holding yourself. And if this makes you feel sad or uncomfortable or angry, call for compassion. Just call for it. Imagine it coming to you. Imagining applying this compassion to yourself. Opening yourself up to the idea of being loving to who you are right now. I am loved. I am accepted. I am loved. I am accepted. I am loved. I am accepted. And then letting go. Letting go and allowing yourself to float upward into the realm of the angels, surrounded by the angels of the highest white light. Surrounded by the softness and the brilliance of the light coming from them, Their light is radiating to you and through you, and you absorb it. This beautiful, crystal clear energy of love, allowing it to move through you. This powerful, loving energy. Focused upon you. Just opening up to accept it. You could even imagine it's like eating your favorite kind of dessert. This love. Enjoying every bite, every bit of this energy that you are ingesting. You're taking it in. Enjoying the absolute deliciousness of self-love. And let the notes bring a different vibration, a new frequency. Let it play upon your fields, the sounds, all over your fields, creating change in your thoughts, but especially in your attitudes. All of this bringing change into your attitudes. And letting the attitudes shift and change like a kaleidoscope of color. And the patterns are changing. Shifting and changing all around you and within you. This kaleidoscope of love for you. And just resting on the energy of the will to aspire, the will to be inspired, the will to receive inspiration. Opening all your senses and allowing here in the new phase of the moon to be born anew with different attitudes, a shift in your consciousness, and a strengthening of your ability to love yourself, to accept yourself. Take one moment to imagine how it feels to be utterly loved and totally accepted, just as you are right now. Loved and accepted. You belong. You are a part of something greater. And as you watch your fields and forms shift and change, you don't direct it. You don't try to control it. just allow it. At some point, for the next long moment, the energy stop moving and settle in to a new arrangement. I want you just to breathe in the freedom that comes with loving yourself and accepting yourself. And the support you feel when you're soul aligned and thinking about soul and opening to receive the energy soul is sending you and opening to receive the information soul has for you. Be waiting patiently upon your soul. And while you wait, a sense of anticipation and safety, security of being nourished and fulfilled would like for you now to go a little deeper, a little higher, a little farther up into the light. I want you to turn and look from above down to the seat of divinity. And just look at it for a moment. And I'm sending it, transmitting to it, this energy of love, appreciation, gratitude, and feeling that sense of divinity residing within you, opening yourself up to feel its presence, to feel the light within, the consciousness, and above all, the love. These energies are pulsing within the seed in a beautiful, glorious harmony. Blending and merging. Calling now on the will to harmonize. Merging and blending these energies until they have been perfectly harmonized. Thanking your soul, thanking the angels, thanking your guidance. Closing and turning and coming slowly back into the room. When you are ready, we bid you namaste.